Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm a rookie, I'm a weirdo. I got Matt to suspended one game. I don't belong. I think he belongs on a roster spot. We love you, Eugene. It's the Hoops and Half of Isons podcast, everybody. Very loose fit episode. I'm Don Denham. It is good to be back. Special thanks to Squish and Ruben Reddit Mavs for holding it down these past couple of weeks. And we are changing things up a little bit so we can sound better for you guys. I appreciate you guys making up for my absence. Squish, how are you today?
Yeah, baby.
Speaking of babies. That's not an answer,
but I'm good. Speaking of babies, here's a giant baby.
No, I was going to say, speaking of babies, here's the one dad on the podcast. Ruben Tomas, how are you, sir?
I am good. Sleeping better this week. He's a month old as of yesterday, so.
He's all grown up.
He's all grown up.
He's got a job.
Time to go to college. Get out of the house. No, it's fine. No, he's doing good. Been a week. We missed you, Don.
I've missed you guys. Let's talk. So there's been a whole lot of news recently, right?
I mean, not really. I mean, we've got questions that concern the news. So,
okay, well, that works for me. We'll continue our increasingly silly approaches to the off season. I don't know how many summer league guys or how many summer league guys. How many summer league games did you guys watch?
I watched enough to be about 30 minutes worth of footage.
So yeah,
I think I had a lot.
I watched us lose a lead to the Nuggets, and I couldn't, with the exception of Nate Hinton, I couldn't tell you a single player on the court. And I'm a pretty big basketball. I had no idea who anybody was. There was some really good plays by guy with pink dreads. That's all I can remember. That's my analysis. Summer League is remarkable as far as just, you know, each and every one of these guys was like their best player on their, like, either their college team, or they were at one point like Mr. Basketball, you know, like the best player in the state. And for all those players to come together and really bad basketball happen is pretty remarkable.
It's crazy. The most athletic bad basketball you can watch.
A successful entry pass, because Jesus Christ, like, that is, I've never seen more impressive sprints towards a basket that led to no finishing whatsoever.
Yep. Because you're right, probably, you know, all American, McDonald's All American and stuff like that. It's like, but when they get to like actual professional level, it's like, this shit sucks, dude. Like, you know, it's.
I think it just goes to see. I think it goes to show just how much more refined the game has become. Because, you know, I would say 20 years ago, you could probably be in the league just for being tall and a rebounder. You know, like, or just like having a pretty narrow skill set. Now, since the game's so much more spread out and frankly less physical, like the type of players that work have to have like a much more varied skill set to just get on the court. Like, I think, like Dwight Powell, we shit on him pretty much every podcast, but like, he's an athletic, like he can do a lot of different things, all things considered, and there's a reason he has a roster spot. We can talk about our preferences of him, but ultimately, like, he's still more athletic than like any like, I don't know, like Keon Clark was, or some Scott Pollard, or you know, who these guys that were basically just like bangers, and then you know could. That to me, those sort of players were more indicative of, like, the college game kind of still bleeding into the NBA. You know, the big, you know, just bang and clean the glass and just toss up ugly looking layups, but it goes in, you know, just like that congested play in the paint. But now it's neat to see what happens now when you have basically a whole bunch of different, completely different set of skills not be present in what is semi-pro game in Summer League. So anyways, I'm just pontificating. I'm kind of catching up on the summer happenings. So apparently Luca talked to Salt Bae. He held a stake with Salt Bae. Is that a thing?
Yes, and that will be a question on the podcast. So.
Oh, okay. Well, these are things. Again, I'm just now catching up. We'll discuss our thoughts later. In the meantime, I think it's time for a good old ad read. I've got a thought starter for you, and you know what that thought is? You should download Spotify Green Room. It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. It is free to download and to use. You can talk to me, other fans. You can even talk to Squish if he decides to get on there.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to Squish, but you can also talk to insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Share your experience on the app. It is free. It is audio-only social media platform for sports fans. I'll be hosting a room sooner or later. Once something important happens. As much as I love the Reggie Bullock and Sterling Brown signings, I don't think that's necessarily green room worthy just yet. But if anything big happens, maybe if we land a big trade, hopefully for something that rhymes with Gordon Blagic, maybe that's something where we could get a green room thing going. But either way, we'll come, you know, gonna need to edit that. So we'll, God, they're not even giving me a call to action anymore. The hell. There we are. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app. It is free in the iOS App Store. You can create a profile, link your Twitter, and join. The MFFL group is great. There's a Reddit Mavericks group. But yeah, we'd love to talk to you on there. But yeah, Spotify Green Room. Go download it.
Cool. All right. I'll edit some of that out. Thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and start these questions, man. Because again, it's a lot of the questions that we got are pertaining to like things that happened, whether on social media or newsworthy stuff for the Mavs. So first question comes from Jennifer. What are your thoughts on the Mavs schedule?
I'm glad they released it.
Yes. I don't know. It's weird though, because it seems like the NBA like takes the longest to release stuff, like in relative of like how long the offseason is, you know? Looking at it though, we start the season off against Atlanta, which that will be a fine day on Twitter. you know,
I think it will be
very civil discussions all over.
I'm counting. Yeah. I might have miscounted, but am I counting more than 20 national games?
I think we have, what, 26?
Yes, according to Mavs PR, we have 26. We have 26 nationally televised games. We have 11 on ESPN, 7 on TNT. 6 on NBA TV, which I don't know if that really counts as national TV, but whatever. And 2 on ABC.
That is easily the worst experience is NBA TV.
Yeah, NBA TV sucks, which is hilarious. It's like their channel, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, we have 26 nationally televised games. I think that's a lot more than we've ever had, honestly. Mm-hmm. we have 12 back-to-backs on this set schedule. As for local broadcasting, no idea what's happening with that. I know a lot of people are still pissed off about Bally. I totally get it, but I don't because I have Bally, so I don't know. But I'm able to watch all these games if I want to.
Well, yeah, I know. Weird flex, but okay.
Fuck you. But anyway,
look at you, Mr. Cable.
Look at you, Mr. Bally Pants.
I bet you have your own HBO Max login.
I do, actually.
Well, okay then. All
right.
Anyway, there. So
I think if you guys listen closely, you can hear Ruben drop his monocle into his his champagne.
And lick the champagne off. It's weird.
I'm sorry that I just love basketball this much to spend lots of money on it. Anyway, now I'm playing. No, but I will say that we have a lot of like how last year we did like the baseball series with like we saw the same team twice in a row. There's a lot of those on here. So like. The first one being against Phoenix, and both those games are on ESPN. On Wednesday on the 17th of November, we play Phoenix away, and then which is on ESPN, and then on that Friday, play Phoenix away on ESPN. So I'm like, how the fuck? Like,
yeah, that looks like a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, and then we immediately go and play LA. We play the Clippers twice, which I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Like again, both of them away, like at. I was about to say the Forum, the Staples Center. I don't know, bro. It's weird. Like I didn't really like them last year, and I still don't like them. Like you know that type of series. Like it's like, bro. We just played them. Like what the fuck? Like you know, like I want to see someone else. I don't want to play them again, especially if you lose. You know, I don't want to see them again that soon.
But. What I will say is that I prefer this in the sense that now there's not like these schedule losses where it's like okay, back to back. Against LA teams because you have to play a different team, you know, not at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the weird things to me where we would play at, let's say, like at LA, and then the next game, LA would be at Dallas. I was just like, is that like the same thing where you like wave goodbye to somebody and then you both start walking in the same direction?
I mean, really, though, like, yeah, that's a good, yeah. Let's see, things of note. Let's see, we do have a Christmas game. Against Utah for some reason, I don't know why
I love it. I mean, I'm stoked. I think the Christmas games were really like, God, they did like six of them this year, right?
Yeah, it was a lot. Was
there's
like,
a lot. There's a lot of. I'm so happy.
It starts at 11 and ends at like 1 a.m. Like,
it's great. Man, I am gonna be blitzed. It's gonna be awesome.
I'll be in Mexico. So
I'll really?
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico. Yeah, not my idea, but yeah, I'm missing. I think I'm missing like one, two. I'm missing like six games. I'll be in Mexico for all those, and I'm gonna try to find streams somehow, somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or if you're listening, you're in Mexico. If you're from San Luis Potosí, or if you're from any of that, hit me up because we can watch a game together. I don't know. We'll figure it out. there's a game on my birthday, December 7th. We played Brooklyn at home. It's gonna be on TNT. That'll be great. Hopefully,
Both have TNT birthday games.
Oh, that's right, we do. That's right.
Yeah, November 2nd against Miami. Yeah. Oh man.
And what about you, Squish?
He's a September baby. Are there any fall games? Are there any preseason games?
No. I gotta go.
Oh no.
No.
I'm sorry, Squish.
Not crying. it's been raining.
Maybe there's like a Dwight Powell meet and greet at an academy birthday.
On his birthday.
God damn it.
Let's go ahead and move on. But yeah, schedule looks fine. I think we can go 8-2-0. It's totally fine. Totally feasible.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I say every year. Yeah. Not too. We have a couple games that I'm already looking at. I'm like, damn, bro, these games are starting to lay as shit. And I have work the next day. But it's fine. Next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle.
Thank you.
He asks, you only get to choose one and only have one attempt at each task. Which of these are you doing? Make one layup for $100. Mm-hmm. Make 7 out of 10 free throws for $1,000. Make 4 out of 10 three-point shots for $10,000. Holy shit. Make 1 of 3 half-court shots for $100,000. Or make 1 out of 5 full court shots for $1 million.
That is just a heave.
I know. I'm like, I don't trust myself. You know,
I thought about it because, like, I will say, so something I used to do pre-COVID, like, I was kind of trying to work on getting back into basketball shape. And, like, so what I would do is I'd basically just, you know, pick zones and, like, shoot 10 in different spots. And, man, I am not a good three-point shooter at all. Like, and that's not even NBA three-point. That's a...
rec league
three-point. I don't know. I don't have the muscle memory for it. So I think I'm gonna go free throws for 1,000. I think I could make 7 out of 10.
And guys, Don is like the greatest free throw shooter of all time. Like, he could really teach Luka a thing or two.
what I would give just to be like, hey, listen, best basketball player I've seen since. It's like, hey, let me show you a thing or two. I mean, I don't know. That's like me going up to Squish. Hey, Squish, let me show you how to do a Bo Burnham Mavericks themed video. Parody. Let me show you.
I would probably do the free throw ones too. Actually, since before my son was born, I used to go to the gym quite a bit, at least like a couple times a week, and that's all I would do. I just shoot free throws for like 30 minutes, you know. And
can
then
I ask
like,
you a weird question, Rubes?
Huh?
What was your favorite on court sneaker? Like, what was what did you play basketball in? Because you got an immense kick selection.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to buy, like, I don't know. Well, I'll send you links or whatever. But like,
yeah.
I've always thought about like, what's a good like, what are some actual good on court shoes?
So one of the YouTube accounts I follow a lot is called Wear Testers, and they test like every single like running shoe, basketball shoe, like that's kind of like their entire thing. So the shoe that I used to use a lot were the Hyperdunks.
Cool.
From like 2012, maybe, I think is what I wore those out. And then after that, I've been using, right now I have They're Elena Deladon's shoe, and I use them just because they have a fly ease, so it's easy for me to slip on, slip off.
Awesome.
I probably should have gotten them up half a size up just because they do cramp on my toe a little bit, but
sure.
I got in my size, and I mean, like, they're snug, which is good. Mm-hmm. So I use those right now. I will say that Wear Testers does, I think one of the ones that they were like, it's fucking amazing. It's the Puma Clyde, actually, like, which is crazy because it's a Puma shoe, but the guy was like, yeah, like the
wait, when you buy a pair of shoes, do you get a pair of Puma pants?
No, absolutely not. But it's the Puma Clydes, and like they're a low top, and the guy's like, dude, these are like almost as good as like the Kobe's from back then. It's like, damn, that's crazy. So yeah, those are like the ones I'm probably gonna pick up next is probably those, because the good thing about basketball shoes compared to like retros is that actual basketball shoes will eventually go on sale, you know.
Fair enough.
So you can grab them. You can grab like last year's model for like half off, basically, of what they came out for. So, yeah.
Good tip out there, Squish. What is your favorite basketball shoe, and which of these hypothetical situations for money would you do?
I like my weird Kobe's I had once. I don't remember. There's those weird kind of spaceship looking Kobe Adidas.
Oh my god,
the ones,
dude,
that look like Pontiacs, like,
yeah,
the ones that look like the Tesla truck.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
dude, I hit a buzzer beater in those one time, and then and it was totally, it was Kobe powers channeling from my feet. I'm throwing for $1 million, man. I'm heaving it.
No shit.
Because nowhere in that tweet did it say I don't get to practice full court shots for like 3 years.
He's worked his.
All right. Hey.
What Squish's metrics on full court heaves? He's like, oh, he's up to 20%.
It's just like,
I just
you're going for a little change. The 100K that's decent too. Or you could drastically change your money. Life completely.
Up your money.
Yeah, see. That's true.
Let's see. Next question comes from Mastin. Mastin asks, I live in Atlanta. Should I get opening day seats behind the Mavs bench or wear my Luka shirt behind the Hawks bench?
Ooh. I mean, I think behind the, your team's bench is always kind of cool. You know, yeah. Feel kind of part of the team.
But it would be funny just like right behind Trae Young's head, just like some dude wearing a Luka shirt. Like,
I gotta imagine that's just Trae's life right now. You know what I mean? Sure. Just there's always a Luka thing. Even like, and I mean, to his credit, he has gotten to a Western Conference or an Eastern Conference final. Like I have a lot more respect for Trae Young after this postseason. And also I think he's just handled himself so well. And like, it's also kind of cool. Like him and Luka are buddies. Yeah. Like, I don't have the animosity that I had originally. Cause a part of me, like I was tired of the Trae Young Steph comparisons. And I think those were still stupid. I think Trae Young, like he's a weirder Steve Nash in the sense that he has hilarious range, but like how he sets up his teammates is really remarkable.
I would give him a modern Nash comparison more than a sure. Steph. The only thing that's similar to Steph is his range, but like play style is he's a floor general.
Yeah, and that's
Steph is more of a scoring machine. Like,
and that was kind of the thing about Steve Nash too, where he like went back, like he said a while back, he was like, "Man, I wish I just shot more," you know.
Like we're seeing that, and I'm not trying to equate their playmaking prowess, but he is a blend of Steph and Nash. Yeah, I don't think that's a debate.
Yeah,
mm-mm. No, I think I'm going to like him a lot more now that the NBA has decided to to change the rules as far as, like, if you get breathed on, you get a foul call. Like,
or you run into somebody.
Right. So, like, that's the offensive-generated fouls, you know, that shit is like, I mean, and again, Trae was not the only person doing that. But I think if he has the same product or similar production with less of those calls, I'm happier. Cause like, let's face it. I don't think anyone wants to watch free throws unless you're watching me do free throws.
Let's see. Next question comes from Davarin. Should the Mavs at the end of the year calculate to avoid the Clippers in the first round?
No, we're not facing Kawhi this year. No.
Yeah. Kawhi's out for 1 year. So
give me PP13 in the first round. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, let's do it. See if he can handle that team by himself. Yeah. What do you think, Squish?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Clippers.
Nah, fuck no.
Also, since they like
still a dangerous team, but like
made a weird trade too, right? They traded away like Pat Bev and a couple other role players.
They did. Yeah, I don't know what that was all about, but you know, I don't know.
I think they got like Eric Bledsoe back.
That's who it was like Pat Bev, some other dude, and like some other pieces for.
Oh no! They traded Pat Bev and Rondo and some other bench guy for essentially Eric Bledsoe.
I mean, whatever works for them.
Trade exception.
I think they're really just all in on Reggie Jackson.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
The Bledsoe's a nice. All right, we've got another guard, and then we got rid of two guys that'll be very upset if they aren't playing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's fair.
Let's see. Next question comes from Redacted. God damn it. First of all, my first and only question, what the fuck? Fuck off, Squish. I'm going to ban you from
asking. No. Let's take this seriously.
I didn't ask that. Redacted did.
Well, let's think about this. You know, there's really three components to this that really make you think. You know, first off, what? And then really, the can really go either direction. And fuck, yes, please. So, when you put those three together, I've got nothing here, guys. I'm trying to make comedy out of this, and this is just not happening. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think you did.
All right, next question.
I have made a comedy. You're welcome, populace.
Okay, so Most Unique asked us the question, and I will say that I won't do that. And that's it. Okay. Next question comes from Robert. What will Squish sing about in his next video?
Oh, do you give trailers, Squish?
Fuck around and find out.
You know?
Yeah. You'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It'll probably be Dallas Mavericks related. I can promise
hopefully,
you that much.
Hopefully it will be. We'll see.
Definitely Mavericks related.
stick with the brand, maybe.
This may surprise you.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from Outdated Frog. How well can you speak Spanish?
Sorry, that's great. That is great, yeah.
How well can you speak Spanish? I can speak it well enough to get by if I really need to. So,
me habla gringo español.
Yeah, he does speak white Spanish.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Dónde es el baño? Muchas gracias.
The great scholar, Blake Griffin. Hola, Mexico.
I can speak well enough. If I really need to like get by, which I've had to do before, I can do it. So,
just thought of.
I gotta say, Luca speaking fluent Spanish and just like Mexico going crazy, and then Blake just goes, "Hola, Mexico!" Like it, that, he delivered that what perfectly. Made it,
all of the delivery, the little fist pump and the smile.
So it's actually funny because the Spanish that he was speaking is like Spain Spanish,
right?
Because he used estáis. Which mm-hmm. we don't use here. We don't use, like, only place that uses it is in Spain. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, like, my dad was like, why the fuck did he say estáis in Mexico? Mm-hmm. And then he ends this thing with, like, you know, saying Viva Mexico way. And he goes, oh, never mind. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was like, what the fuck? But that's, anyway.
That's so good.
Let's see. Next question comes from Caden. If you could hang out with any Mavs player, who would it be?
I don't know. I think
we got a couple new guys on the roster too. So,
okay, yeah. Reggie seems fun.
Yeah, Reggie seems like he'd be fun. I saw that he was like tweeting Drake lyrics last night.
Okay, I know, and I do not want to hang out with Reggie anymore.
Reggie seems alright. I'd probably hang out with Reggie. If not Reggie, probably Willie. Out of those, you know.
Yeah, you and Willie seem like kindred spirits. I can see that.
Me and Willie would get along really well. So, Willie, if you're listening to this, hit me up.
I'm going to hang out with Boban out in the mountains, doing whatever he does.
That'd be fun. Gardening.
Gardening with Boban.
Yeah. That'd be a really fun segment, actually.
God. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking THJ, and I would just, I think just our two beards combined, one of us could be president.
That's true.
That's awesome.
Right, or at least govern a small town for like a weekend.
Combined to some kind of super beard.
Right. Let's see. Next question comes from Allison MFFL. She always asks the best questions. So
she does.
You can have any superpower you want, but the next person gets to give you one symptom or con every time you use that power.
So this is just a game of super fight, basically.
Basically.
It's awesome.
Let's see.
Wait, so someone names the power and then the next person gives the con?
Yeah, so like her example.
We're not giving our own cons.
Yeah, right, her example is the ability to fly, but the next person can say, but only 6 inches off the ground.
Okay, you know, great. Shit like cool. That. Okay, okay. Like, oh, this is perfect because we're going to do this for the next like 45 minutes.
We're going for 2 hours today, guys.
We're starting a new pod where we only do this.
All right, Squish, start us off. What's Ruben's first power? And I'll give him a con.
He has.
No, don't fuck.
infinitely extendable legs.
Okay.
What's the con?
infinitely extendable legs. But you can only do it indoors.
Oh, fuck. So if I go to the gym, sweet. Awesome. Yeah.
Need something off the top of the fridge? Got you, homie.
You try to get that frisbee out of the tree, can't do it.
Right. It'd be great for you need to get a ladder.
I will say this, though. I guess that doesn't count. I was thinking under the tree cover in like the Amazon rainforest. Great to see over the top trees. Guess that doesn't work.
No.
Let's see. You're outside.
All right, let's move on. Whose power are we doing next?
Let's do Squish's power. All right. You give him you give him a power.
All right, let's see. Squish. Fuck. Let's see. I'm trying to think of a good one.
We want to give him a good power, but how do we ruin a good power is basically the game.
Laser eyes.
Laser eyes? Okay. Laser eyes. Let's see. The first thing I thought of, but he has narcolepsy. And I don't know why I found that funny. So,
that'd be fucking
laser funny. Eyes, but it only happens at the doctor's office.
Yes. Fuck.
Literal laser eye surgery. Okay. Someone give me a power.
And, all right, yeah, Squish, yeah. Give him a power.
You give him a power.
Ruben, give me a power, and I want Squish to fuck it up.
All right, let's see. Oh, man. You go generic with a super strength.
Super strength?
Yeah, super strength.
But you can. It only works if you very specifically eat 16 Whoppers before you use it.
Yes. That's a good
something
one.
Think about the chemical composition of a Burger King Whopper. In that amount.
Oh, such a great question.
Lets you shot put a bus.
God damn
it. I like this idea of just like, okay, I mean, yeah, I just picked up a building, but at what cost?
At what cost?
How much is 16 Whoppers?
The fucking Wario meme.
But it's just, well, that's the thing. It's just like, okay, I have super strength, but now it's on like this queasy stomach that like my colon could blow at any moment.
It's such a good question. God damn,
so
Allison,
much sesame
great.
Seed buns.
Allison,
Allison,
great.
Can you just ask that question every week?
Just
ask
is,
it.
This is gonna be a new segment.
I'm about it.
Just limitless potential. Let's see. The next question.
I thought of one. I thought of a question.
Oh, sure.
All right. Okay, same game, but in a basketball context.
Okay.
Oh,
having a great outside game, but you can only do it on the street ball court.
Oh, I'd be fucking pissed. Actually, no, I wouldn't be because I no whatever. What's another good one? That would be. It'd be. I don't know. Let's see.
I think maybe being the tallest player, but incapable of dunking.
We had a couple guys. So like Willie.
You're 8 feet tall, but you can't dunk.
So you're like Willie. Okay, cool.
You just can't do it. And now he's not going to hang out with you.
No, he's not. Sorry, Willie.
I mean, is DSJ like the perfect example of having a 99 dunk and a 99 vertical and just no other relatable stats? Like, hey, he's man, just at the rest of his cup. Oh, I love him. I want him back on this team. I think we need to retire the jersey one.
Let's see. Next question. Let's move on. Let's Talk NBA asks, ideally with cap space in mind, which free agent would you have tried to get this offseason realistically?
The offseason that just passed?
Yeah. This one that we're currently technically still in.
I would have really liked for us to get a secondary playmaker. My three were, I would have liked Dinwiddie, Jackson, or Schroeder. Like,
yeah.
Those three I would have really preferred. Dinwiddie would have been my first because I just think he's, I mean, granted, he is coming off of an injury, so I understand them being risk averse on that. And also, I think, I mean, I can also feel pretty good about Jalen making a step up. I mean, he's only been playing, 2 years or 3 years now? Crazy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he got his ass handed to him in the playoff series, but you know what? Like, one playoff playoff series does not make the player, you know. So if we're going to bank on him improving, I mean that should basically take care of it. I'm not too worried about it. It would be nice just to see some new names and jerseys to really feel more confident about everything.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Rashawn Holmes.
Ooh,
cuz that contract was like so small for what he brings, like
no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. I just don't think he wanted. I think he wanted to stay put.
Whack, fucking whack. Like it's fucking.
Who wants to stay in Sacramento?
No offense, TJ, but you also live in Dallas now. But Do you have anyone to add, Squish, besides those two?
Not really. Yeah. I didn't. I mean, I wasn't thrilled with the options. Like Dinwiddie was intriguing, like Don was saying, like I was interested in that. And then as much as it would hurt my soul, like Reggie Jackson was also on my list of like, well, here's one we haven't thought about that has scorched us historically. Uh-huh. And Schroeder as a last resort, but you know,
I just understand. Yeah, well, I mean, like
I think we'll get the guy that I seemed to, that logically I wanted the most, like Dragic makes sense. I think we're headed there, but you know, yeah, he's got to be free first.
Well, Schroeder, like, what did he sign for? Like, he signed a 1-year deal that was like worth like $5 million, something stupid. Like, it was
when he didn't sign that fucking $84 million bag that he had.
Yeah, he did it. It's literally like it's the mid-level exemption. For him. And I was like, man, like we couldn't offer. I mean, like from what I gather, it sounds like he's a bit of a head case and like maybe more not worth the trouble. I mean, I don't know, considering like he was like one of the last guards signed and, you know, and this like prove it deal now. Like there's just, I don't know. And he didn't really do a whole, or he really didn't utilize his time as a Laker. Like, I don't know. There's a whole lot there that I think is just kind of the, there's a lot of red flags is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Next question comes from Lane. Would you rather be the greatest four square player of all time or the greatest tetherball player of all time?
Did you guys ever make up like those fun, like made up rules for Foursquare, like specials?
Yes. Yeah. And I would always spam the shit out of those and people get mad at me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely try to dominate Foursquare. That'd be out of those two. That'd be my choice.
Foursquare was my game, but I don't know. I could imagine just like, I don't know. Tetherball was a whole lot of fun. I certainly enjoyed it.
What are you, Squish?
Yes.
Okay.
Both. Got it. Cool.
Let's see. Really?
I said really, really, really hammers that point home.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's see. Next question comes from Dallas Hoops. This is a big one. When are the Wings going to get its chemistry together? 6 seasons, all under 500. They've had 3 coaches, 3 first round picks the last year. I'm not bailing by any means, but ready for them to take off. There's 8 games left. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they shock me. I don't know, man. I don't fucking get it. Like, what the fuck is up with this team? Like, they've had a lot of coaches in the last couple of years. They did have 3 first-round picks this last year. I don't know. I think maybe it's because they're young still, but, like, how long can you use that as an excuse or a reason of why the team isn't, you know, gelling the way they need to? I know the Wings seem to have kind of a weird kind of culture, it seems like, from what I've seen through, like, I do go through a WNBA Twitter sometimes, and it just seems like they're kind of like the laughingstock of WNBA. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I'd love to see him turn around. I'd love to see, you know, Sautu and, you know, Rikade fucking ball out. But I mean, I guess we'll see.
I would imagine having some consistency in the front office would probably help.
I was thinking. Besides, like the owner, like actually, yeah, I know it's weird.
Because to me, that just when I hear 3.5 coaches in the past couple of seasons, it's like that sounds very Cleveland Browns to me.
Yeah, it does.
And that's it's kind of a rinse and repeat approach to a sports franchise where it's like, all right, we need a new culture, and then it's like they don't take the time to establish that culture and to see if it's actually good or bad, and instead it's just like, this isn't working well, okay, fire this coach, draft this new quarterback into a new system, into this new thing. It's like it's like setting up a school, you know, if you got to have certain structures in place for people to succeed.
Exactly. Let's see, next question comes from Who will be the top 5 3-point shooters by volume, not percentage, this season?
who's gonna just take the most shots?
Yeah, like
Tim will be in the top 5.
Yeah, I think Tim might be up there, bro. Honestly, like,
I could see Tim as the top 5.
Luka,
let's see.
Maybe Luka.
Honestly, like just to chunk him. Like, yeah, Luka really might too. Honestly, I can see Harden.
I don't know. Harden kind of put on a point Harden role when he was kind of taking over. He played just polar opposite to what he was as a Rocket. So I don't know.
His teammate, Joe Harris.
Joe Harris. Clay.
Oh yeah, fuck the Splash Brothers.
Brothers, I think, are gonna just light it up.
I could put Splash Brothers, so 2 of them.
Cannot wait to see Klay Thompson take the fucking court. It's been too damn long.
It has been too damn. Hopefully everything's fine, because, you know, he's a fun dude. Yeah, I can definitely see, you know, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. I could definitely see Tim being up there, for better or for worse. Who else? Definitely, I could definitely see, like, Joe Harris, you know, which would be crazy because I think he's actually off the bench a lot more now.
Trey. Trey. Who? Trey. Trey.
Trey. Oh, yeah. Trey. Yeah. I think it's a pretty good list. It's a good, solid list. We'll look back at that at the end of the season, see if we got it right. Let's see. Next question comes from Sylvie. Is Sexton the greatest song of our lifetime? And how important will it be for future generations?
I think it's I don't know. As much as I was very thankful to be a part of the Porzingis parody, I think Sexton was definitely the most was definitely my favorite concept of all of these Bo Burnham parodies of Squish. I just like, oh, it's so good. texting back and forth trade requests is
yeah, it's so good, dude. So fucking good.
It's definitely my favorite too.
Shout out to Slingy. Shout out to you, Grant. Yeah. We miss
Shout out to Grant, dude. That was so fucking funny. Perfect. God, it's funny because Squish sent us in the group text, like, you know, the thing at late at night, and I was like, I'm with my son trying to go to sleep. And then the next morning, I guess I didn't respond quick enough. So fucking Grant sent me a text. He was like, check it out. And I was like, okay, I fucking will finally. So I watched it in my classroom when I got to work. Like, before the kids got there, obviously, because, you know, I didn't know if I had bad words in or not, but, yeah. Yeah, that song is so great. That, no, guys, honestly, if you guys haven't watched any of those videos, please watch them. They're in Squish's media file on Twitter, so watch them.
Squish, do you also have a YouTube channel?
I do. They're all there as well, and at a higher resolution.
Perfect. So is that Squish 41?
My YouTube is also Squish 41. Where I will be doing dumb shit like that more, and eventually putting some 2K stuff on there too that should be Mavs related as well.
Sweet, wonderful.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Next question comes from Fitz. What should Luka add to his game other than free throws to take him to the next level?
I mean, just consistent 3-point shooting. I mean, that's how I look at it. Like, if he can just hit his shot better, because like he's at like a league average for someone that takes as much as he does, because he's like right at that 30% mark, like give or take. But if that goes up to 35, like, or I mean, man,
he finished about 35, I thought.
Did he?
Because he started atrociously and then had that month and a half, 2 month span where he was shooting like 45% or something.
Oh, that's right, he was.
I only know this because I had him on my fantasy team and I was like, this dude is shooting like 45% from three all month. This is nuts.
I guess he is 35% from three. Yeah. I mean, like,
just keep improving that. That'd be good.
Okay, really quick. I'm on Basketball Reference and I am seeing all of the nicknames that I don't think anyone's ever said, but these are great. So he's been known as the Matador, El Matador, Cool Hand, The Don, Wonder Boy, El Nina Maravilla, Swaggy L, Luca Legend, and Too Easy.
No.
Who called him Too Easy?
I have no idea. I think Cool Hand, I've heard Wonder Boy, I've heard Luca Legend for certain. I have never heard a single reference to any of these.
They tried to make El Matador a thing. Remember, like, his like first year, and I was like, no, don't do that.
Bull, right? No.
The bullfighter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This reminded me of Luka Magic. That reminded me of Sexton, because Shad Miller on Twitter. But Shad Miller, sorry. He tweeted in response to that, you know, we will never see Sex Magic. Which would have been a great nickname for Colin. That would have been a fucking great nickname.
God damn it.
There's a great t-shirt company called Homage. I guess it's just Homage, but I like saying Homage. They have the best Cleveland, just Cleveland paraphernalia, because I think they're based out of there. And that at one point they had, what was it? Sexton, Love, and Rock and Roll.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good t-shirt. But
yeah. Be careful with sex magic though. It'll ruin your life.
I think I will pat myself on the back here, and one of my favorite fantasy drafts that we did, I drafted LeBron James, what was it? Ramon Sessions, Kevin Love, Derek Favors, Rudy Gay. My name could be LeBron Favors Gay Love Sessions.
Oh my god, that's fucking terrible. Okay, let's move on. I do think, you know, adding more consistent 3-point shooting would be great.
And he had 20 inches to his vertical leap.
Yes, yeah. If he just, you know, the reason why
we're bringing back NBA Jam character, it'll be perfect.
Yeah. That's the reason why we're bringing back DSJ, just so you can do that.
He's on fire.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from Luca Magic. Asked, "What does Luca need to achieve to be in the GOAT conversation?" So shout to Bibbs, because you know he has that formula that mm-hmm. is actually really fucking accurate. But I think he would, dude. I don't know. Like, he'd have to add at least like two or three.
I mean, he's got to win multiple championships.
Yeah, at least two or three. At least two. I would say two MVPs.
There's a level of got to get an MVP. He needs multiple championships. In my opinion, the win percentage in those championship attempts matters too. Like, how many cracks at it does he get in the finals? Yeah. How well does he do there? And then the longevity of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is real. Yeah.
I don't know. I think really the thing that as I'm looking at his reference page, like, he's just gradually getting better. Just like pretty much across the board statistically, he's just getting better. Like pretty much across the board, there are a few times where like his rebounds went a little bit down this year, but like it's just pretty much stayed the same. Steals, still averaging a steal a game. His turnovers are a little bit, I don't know. And I don't know how much of that I attribute to him mishandling the ball as opposed. You know what? Here's the thing I want him to stop bitching at refs. That will be the next thing that makes him the goddamn goat. Just like I am tired of the palms up. What did I do? Pose, just get it out of your repertoire, man. I swear to God, every single foul is not a crime. Let's get out of it. Like, enough. Like, that's the thing that will make me much happier watching Luka.
Yeah, he did shape up quite a bit once he was flirting with getting suspended for ticks.
That's fine. I will give him
credit there, but I need to see it all season. I'm with you there.
But he got up to the potential suspensions.
But I mean, I was agreeing with you. I'm saying, like, we've seen him be able to control himself. I just would like to see it for 98% of the season now.
Fair. Absolutely.
All right, let's see. Next question comes from Mikkel. Have you seen the new Eternals trailer? Or are you going to watch the movie?
I don't know what this is. It's Marvel.
I did see it. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. I guess I'll watch it, because at this point it's just, you know, it's a Stockholm syndrome.
So I'm gonna go ahead and put this out here. I am Star Wars and Marveled out, like pretty much across the board. It's got to be something really special for me to buy. Like, even like I could acknowledge The Mandalorian is a good show, but I am just I can't put any more bandwidth towards Star Wars stuff and other Marvel stuff. Like, I haven't even seen the most recent Spider-Man movie, and he was my favorite Marvel character.
Yeah,
like, I haven't seen. Was it Going Home?
Far from Home.
Far from Home. Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't even, like, and I have Disney Plus. Like, I like right now, Disney Plus is just the Simpsons channel to me.
For you,
that's all I've really used it for.
So, are you gonna watch it, Squish?
I don't know what it is. So I can't Marvel. Answer
it's like,
that.
It's like new.
I know you keep saying it's Marvel. Yeah. It doesn't mean I know what it is.
Oh.
I might check it out. Hey, I still have so much other shit I haven't watched.
Squish, what if I told you it was Marvel?
I would tell you that I don't know what it is.
But it's also Marvel.
Oh.
Ah.
No. Well, I also don't know what it is.
Let's see.
Next what plays Crave?
Next question comes from Barney. He asks, who's better in your opinion, the Lakers or the Nets?
Wait. If it's Barney, you need to either say it like Barney the Dinosaur or Barney Gubble. Well, then let me read it.
No, he has to do it.
Oh, yeah. Read it. No. Come on, man.
Cut loose just once. I fucking dare you.
Give me this one thing. It's all I ask.
Who's the other one Barney wrote? Oh, fuck. How do you know you're not?
Yeah, like a drunk Kermit.
Oh, my God. And that was Barney. How's the original Barney? That was Barney the Dinosaur?
Like, hi, kids.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not doing that. No. Who's better in your opinion, Lakers or Nets?
Who's better?
What's happening? The Nets.
Yeah, Nets. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have three MVPs on that. Well, not three MVPs. You have two MVPs and one really good guy. And I don't know. I just like their roster better. So.
Absolutely elite spacing.
Yeah. And not everybody.
Just across the roster.
And not everybody's like old.
They might have gotten the steal of the draft, too. Is it Cam Thomas?
Yeah, like, I've heard a lot. I've seen some Nets Twitter talking about him. Yeah.
Yeah. He's what he sounds like to me is like going to be like kind of a next Lou Williams in the sense of like a guy that's just going to be able to just generate his own offense at any given time. I'm like, that's just unfair for that team to get that guy.
Yeah.
And the Lakers are plenty scary. Their spacing's not as good. They have a bully ball kind of team, but the Nets have it. We've witnessed this in the playoffs. It's clear to me that the Nets have at least 2 to 3 years of nuclear Kevin Durant left. So. Yeah.
I don't know how LeBron and Westbrook work. I'm sure. I'm not saying it can't. I literally just don't. I don't have a context.
Westbrook and bigger, slower Westbrook. Joking. LeBron James is great. Just say like.
He's still up there. He's still up there, man. He's
crazy.
Yeah. He's just
the Lakers. The biggest thing is Anthony Davis's health.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything.
Next question comes from Matt's. If my friends don't go to my funeral, should I go to theirs?
Yes, haunt their asses.
Haunt that funeral, baby. Yes,
you need to. Okay, good.
Woo! I'm a billowy curtain. You said you'd be there. None of you accepted my friend request. Anyway.
Please return my Netflix DVDs. Do they offer that service anymore?
I don't think so.
No, they don't. No, dude, they got rid of it. next question comes from Clay. What color shoes should I get?
I am a fan of seafoam green or just taxi cab yellow. Just be just
loud as fuck. Like
loud as hell.
Why not get all of them?
Multicolored.
Tell you what, some of the most comfortable shoes I've ever bought, the Nike Space Hippies, are awesome. They're kind of like Nike's answer to Yeezys, but they use a lot of like repurposed rubber and stuff. Yeah. And like they call it space yarn, which is recycled yarn. But those are multicolored in their nature because it's a lot of recycled different things. So that's a way of doing that.
Let's see.
They got them rainbow tie-dye Crocs at Academy.
I would recommend getting like a darker color shoe, so like a black or a gray. I have a lot of gray shoes actually. A lot of shoes have gray on them. So.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of neutrals.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from the number one Colin Sexton fan in Dallas, aka Grant. Who is going to win the Coke 400 next weekend? And of course, he's asking a NASCAR question. Goddamn.
Rick Flair. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
the dude from Talladega Nights, also calling it
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, there we go. Also calling it the Coke 400 is just like I don't know. That might not be the best sponsor.
it's the only NASCAR that's in a straight line.
No one can do more Coke than Jean-Claude Van Damme. So my money's on him.
Yeah.
He had a Coke budget while he was working on Street Fighter, apparently.
Get the fuck out of here, for real?
Yeah, there was an article about the insane amount of cocaine that Jean-Claude Van Damme was on.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
While they were filming that movie and how he was dropping like 11 grand a week on Coke or something.
What fuck, dude.
There is this really, what's kind of, there's a great video about this. I actually just watched this recently about, it's called, it's the best worst movie of all time, or it's the best bad movie of all time. And part of it is because, one, they were just put on this neck breaking schedule that doesn't make any sense, as well as the guy that's in Bison was like recovering from chemotherapy.
Oh yeah, that's like, right,
all this stuff, dude. That there's so
last
much
movie, I think.
Yeah, it was his it's last his movie. Yeah, it was basic, and he's giving
he
it
was great.
He ruled. Like, I was
it's because his kids love the Street Fighter video, exactly. So it's really, he's doing it for his kids, so it's this really sweet. Like, I will never not be a sucker for just good dad stuff. Like, guys just being good dads will just always just like, yeah. Well, and Ruben. No, you're good old daddo. Yeah. But anyways, God, what was it? Half of the staff was just like getting food poisoning and like in, or just like getting sick for one drug addled reason or another. Just because that was just a free for all. And also like Capcom was like, we need to release this by Christmas. So for the sake of basically like, they're trying to sync it up with the release of a video game. It was nuts. So like the fact a movie happened is remarkable. Like the fact that it has a beginning, like it's a mess, it's a problem, but like, there's also some ingenious editing in that. That's just really, really funny. And like some of the performances are actually remarkable, but it's also just like this weird like arms race that it doesn't make any sense. Anyways, I could talk about that movie for hours and I'm not going to. So
next question comes from Chris Lopez.
My dude.
I don't know. Have you guys seen the new Suicide Squad yet?
Oh, yes. I sure have. Holy hell.
So it's a question about Suicide Squad. Okay. Do you believe Bloodsport really can take out Superman with a kryptonite bullet, even though Superman is faster than a speeding bullet?
Well, yes, because he has smaller bullets.
Good reference. No. I think that was such a good way to like be like, okay, that's the reason why he can't show up in this fucking movie, even though there's like an intergalactic like fucking monster, you know?
Sure. I just don't like Superman. Like,
as a character,
because he's not a character, he's a concept. He's a guy that solves everything. There is no
the Mary Sue.
Basically, it's just like, if you want to, I don't know. And also, like, he's just something that isn't dark and like, to me, I think the issue with DC half the time is that when I think of Gotham, I feel that's a real city to me. That makes that's grounded in some form of reality. Metropolis is just like a bunch of Leave It to Beaver businessman. Oh, look, Superman's here to save the day. Like it's just not a real place to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yes, so. I really think Bloodsport could have taken out Superman.
Yeah, sure.
I think that was a great like way to throw that in there, because that's the question everybody has in your superhero movies is like, why didn't so-and-so show up if this is going on, you know? So that's a good way to get rid of that idea. Next question comes from Jose. Football season, are you ready? Who's your favorite team and prediction for that team's record? I am not the biggest football fan. I will put so basically what I do is that I find illegal streams of Red Zone. And on Sunday, like, I'll just put it on and, like, do other stuff, you know, while things are going on. So, but I will, like, if the guy were to play like a primetime game, like I'll put it on, you know, and just like, you know, fuck around and do other stuff. But I guess the Cowboys are my team. Is this the first year where it's like we have 17 games, I think, or some shit like that? Okay. Mm-hmm. I got us going like 11-6, maybe, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, we've got a pretty crappy division, which is our one benefit. I think the Eagles are going to be a tire fire, which I'm excited about. Yeah, I'm a huge Cowboys fan. But I think a team that I'm really interested to see, I think there's two that I'm really interested. I want to see how the Falcons and the Jaguars do this year. Jaguars just like had this complete overturn of like new coach, new quarterback with what's the guy that looks like a surfer. Trevor Lawrence, surfer dude, quarterback. There's just a whole lot of different personnel changes with that. I think they're going to do a lot better, especially since I think that division is very weak, considering the Texans are imploding on themselves. The Titans lost like one of their offensive coordinators. And also, like, what was it? That offensive coordinator is now a head coach of the Falcons, which is really interesting. So it's like, I don't know. There's a whole lot of different, I think I'm getting that right. Anyways, so yeah, I think the Falcons and the Jags, I think, are going to have surprising seasons this year.
Nice. What, do you got anything to add, Squish?
The Cowboys, man, they're going to win some. They're going to lose some.
How about them?
Just hope all teams have fun.
How about them? I don't. I used to watch football.
All teams are going
to
have a good day.
I wish them a very pleasant football.
Good. Yeah.
I don't watch football like I used to, admittedly. But I will pull for the Cowboys because I am from Dallas. So.
Okay.
My dude.
I hope Dak has a good year. Actually, after all he's been through, that'll be cool.
Yeah. The next question comes from Rutuj, our old friend Rutuj. It's been a while, man.
My man.
Let's see. Hey lads, remember me? Sure. I am in the United States, Buffalo, New York, to be precise. If you visit New York, you know you got a friend here.
Oh, thanks, Rutuj.
I will be visiting New York at some point.
It's a bit of a drive.
How far is that drive from, like, you know, Buffalo to New York State, New York City?
Couldn't tell you. I've never gone that far north.
Oh, interesting. It's so weird to me that New York is like this big ass area, and it's like no one ever thinks about the actual
people, you know, just think of Manhattan.
Yeah.
I do. I've never gone to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I've been to like
other parts of it.
Poughkeepsie and I've already forgotten the name of this place. But I mean, I went hiking Storm King Mountain. I went hiking there a while back. That's upstate as well.
Let's see.
Not Buffalo.
Yeah, let's see. Well, it's awesome. We're forever in there. Wherever over there, bro. We'll hit you up. Blake asks, yes or no? Now debate.
No.
No.
No. Okay. No debate.
We're in agreement.
All in agreement. Next question.
Debate achieved.
Next question comes from Brennan. The Luca and Salt Bae collab was the collab we didn't know we needed. LOL. Y'all's reaction.
Isn't Salt Bae like a piece of shit? Like, wasn't there something that came out about him? Like,
I mean, a lot of people pieces of shit. Like, I don't know.
I guess I don't know. This is something like, did I remember that article? I heard something. I don't know. I haven't vetted it. But hey, I'm just happy to see Luca enjoying a good steak.
Yeah, that was cool. You know, like I definitely didn't expect that happening this offseason, but that was cool. Yeah.
It was good for the meme.
It was. It was very good for the meme. That was great. He knows what he's doing. Let's see. Next question comes from Punnable. They ask, how satisfied would you be if we ended our offseason with Lauri Markkanen, Goran Dragic, and DSJ, assuming we give up two players, Maxey, Dwight Powell, Burke, etc., and one of the Markkanen or Dragic trades?
Extremely happy.
That's some fun new blood.
Drastically improves the team.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love it. I would probably, I think right now I have our offseason like at a C+. And I think that bumped up to a solid B+, I think.
Yeah, that put us in B+ territory.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd like that. Anything, you guys have anything to add to that? Or
no, that's a pretty good answer there. Cool. For me, I don't know if Don may hate it.
Listen, I want the only Maverick to do an on-court Mavs man impression is Dennis Smith Jr. And because he basically has a built-in trampoline in his legs. So you know I'm all about it.
Yeah. Cool. Let's see. Next question comes from two guys asked the same question, so we're gonna combine them. Joshua and Juan both asked, when should the Mavs retire Dirk's number?
I would imagine they do it this season.
It's probably gonna happen this year sometime.
It makes sense because it's the 41st season, so number 41. Yeah. You know, now he's part of, I guess, like the team now again as a front office person. He's obviously loved forever. Like, I would, like, in terms of like Dallas area, like athletes, like he's my number one. Like, regardless of sport or anything, of history or anything, like he's the guy.
He's on the Rushmore of Dallas sports athletes. And like, I'm trying to think of who would all be on that. Like, it would be Dirk, probably Aikman or Staubach. It's got to be one of those two.
Yeah, Probably Aikman. I think Aikman. Yeah.
Aikman probably.
I'd put Emmett Smith before I'd put Troy.
Ooh.
Emmett Smith is another. Well, I think there would be two Cowboys in this in the Dallas. Madonna.
Madonna.
Ooh, Madonna. Yeah. Yeah, because the Rangers, like, we've had great players, but like nothing like.
It would have been Belton or Beltre.
Yeah, Beltre would have been the one. Yeah.
Nolan Ryan.
It would have been Beltre if we won a World Series, in my opinion.
Yeah, if we'd have won it with him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. No, he's crying about that now. Sorry, Bryce, Patrick.
George Teague.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Al Farouk Aminu.
No, you're thinking of Jeff Teague. George Teague, the safety that knocked Terrell Owens off the fucking
logo. Oh, my God. Okay, you're right.
You dismissed that without even knowing who the fuck I was talking about.
You're right, I did, because I don't even remember that happening.
Is Danny Fortson in the discussion?
Probably not.
What about Brian Cardinal?
Brian Cardinal should be in discussion.
Deshaun Stevenson on a bender gets his own mountain.
Yes, he's.
I want his "How's my dirt taste?" picture on the bus to be like on the loo, like that. That should be, or in the Louvre.
The loo.
The Louvre.
All right. See, we got one last question. This one is from Jay. He asks, "Not my son." different Jay. He asks, "Please talk about Messi going to PSG." That shit's fucking crazy, bro. That shouldn't be possible. But I know, soccer, football, like type stuff. You know, they're.
I just money, don't get it.
Money doesn't exist. Like,
I don't understand. Okay, one, why is he leaving? And they're selling him, right? Like that's what this This is that's kind of the thing, right? You have to pay the club to even talk to them, and then there's the deal that they make. Right.
Yeah. So there's something called free transfers, which is kind of like the free agency, like for us. Other ones are just regular transfers where you do have to pay the club. But yeah, bro, it's fucking crazy.
I still just don't get it. And when it comes to like signing people from different leagues, it's just like I just don't follow enough.
It's like imagine like, you know, being able to sign someone from the Chinese league. You know, it's like, or like,
right.
It's like middle of the season, you know, stuff like that. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, him going to PSG is fucking crazy. I guess I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the PSG fans, I guess. I know there's quite a bit of them because it seems to be the only team out there. And I think there was like, I saw something on like Reddit where it was like someone compared like the social media, like the Instagram followers for every like big team in every league. And like PSG had like fucking like 50 million, right? And the next closest had like 2 million. So it's like, obviously PSG is like the team in France. So, but yeah, good for them, I guess.
It's so beyond my understanding of soccer.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, those are all the questions this week, guys. So.
Guys, thank you so much for submitting questions. Thank you. We appreciate you guys. This is a fun off-season pod where we get to be goofballs. To be honest, I'm just glad I have a weekly reason to talk to two of my very good friends, Squish and Ruben. You can follow Squish at Squish41. You can follow Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. You can follow me at Don_Denim on Twitter and pretty much anything. Instagram, all that other fun stuff. That being said, you can check out our articles at mffls.com. We do put articles up fairly often. It's usually a lot of game recaps during the season, but we do offer some articles there as well at a fairly consistent basis. You can also follow us at @the_mffls. A quick shout out to Movies for Win. A good friend of mine, Denny, has been making a movies podcast that is super, super good. One of the things that makes it a little bit different than just two white guys talking about movies is that Denny is a licensed therapist, so he does often bring amazing mental health perspectives into certain characters. And it's not only is he a very funny, charismatic person, but he's also remarkably insightful and intelligent. And I recommended a movie for them, for their theme was movies for when you want music but not a musical. I recommended High Fidelity, and upon rewatch, I immediately regretted that recommendation because that movie does not hold up. It is some neckbeardy shit that needed to be corrected. And it's weird that it's a beloved classic. But they talk about that extent. So Movies for When, you can find that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all kinds of good stuff. They shouted out us, so I figured it was only fair that we shout them back up.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. So they shouted out specifically Hoops and Hefeweizens, which is very kind of them.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Good people. So this has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Later, guys.
Bye.